there you go. Congratulations, Scott, and the Utah group. You guys are just absolutely spectacular. This is your first recorded session. You know, I don't know about, you know, every one of you that are listening live and on the rebroadcast, but what I have found is whenever I miss, like I could be consistent for 99 times out of 100, and that one time I miss, it's like, ah, that one is the one that had magic in it. I can't believe I missed it. And so that's why we record them. Hi, this is Mark Boris, my president of Synergy Solutions. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. Scott, we were just talking in the pre-show about a spectacular success that you had with BNI, where they're asking you to come in. And what's the official position they're giving you, Scott?
They asked me to be the education officer.
The education officer. I don't know. Don, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a very smart position. That's pretty exciting what Scott's been able to do, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. I'm excited to hear more about it.
So when we were talking in the pre-show, we were talking about every time I go ahead and hear, you know, of a success. First thing, it's an automatic trigger. When I hear success, I think of seed reproduction. And seed reproduction is taking like a seed, planting it, and then it reproduces itself. And so I think, well, okay, if Scott was able to do it, how do we get every member of the Mastermind seminar chapter in Utah, and actually throughout the entire country, or let's say the whole world? Why limit it to just, you know, a country? And so we were talking, and it's like the thing that'll be easy for you if you're part of Mastermind seminars, and especially if you're one of the core members and one of the presenters, it'll be easy for you to present because you've gone through, you know, the training and you've experienced it and stuff. That's the easy part. The hard part is how do you get the opportunity? That's the hard part. So Donna asked a great question in pre-show, and she said, so Scott, how'd you do it? So that's where we're at. Scott, how did you do it?
That's a very good question. I think it all starts with the fact that somebody had pain in a BNI group. And the pain was is that their operating system within that group was not as good as it could be, and someone knew that there was better alternatives out there and asked if I would join the BNI group or at least come by. I wasn't interested in joining the group just for the sake of joining, because I've been involved in one before. And so when that invitation came, I had to think about it for a couple of days. And so I finally just said, okay, I'll do that. Just come by. And after it was over with the first meeting, and I got a call from the, I guess you would call him the president of the chapter. And, you know, he asked me about BNI and what did I think, and I frankly told him what I thought, and then went into what I think we could do to make it more interesting.
And what were your thoughts, Scott? When you told him your thoughts, what were they?
I told him that the entire presentation or the entire organization is the same thing every week. I felt that people come to that with the mind that I'm going to give a referral no matter what, and sometimes those referrals are just without substance and without any merit, and I would just assume not get a referral than to get one that is meaningless. And I told him, frankly, how that you know, I'm not interested in joining the group if that's the kind of activity that we're going to be doing on a weekly basis. And I guess I was quite frank with him, but at the end of it, I said, so why was I really invited to come? And left it open to him because Andrew had invited me to come and tell him what we do in the Mastermind Seminar Group and how we provide education and how we provide unique ways of marketing and network marketing and those kinds of things. And that's when he said, well, how would you feel about being our education officer of the group, and you'd make a presentation of 5 to 10 minutes on a weekly basis. And I said I would. I didn't accept the position yet. I'm going really to make it the presentation of what I think the education part of BNI should be. But Mark and I have met, put together a couple of meeting agendas, and I think if using that format will, I just about can guarantee it that the people in the group will like to come back to the BNI, and not for the purposes necessarily of getting a referral, but to have some new life into what I would deem as a typical kind of blah BNI.
And I have heard from a number of others, and I have nothing but positive to say about BNI. I think that when done properly, and I think there's a lot of opportunities there, but I have heard from multiple people that have said, you know, those that speak for 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever they speak for, they go on the internet and they pull off something and they come and read it or share it, and it's like it's not coordinated, it's not cohesive, it's not tight, it's not purposeful or full of intent. It's just random, you know, it's just random things that are kind of thrown out, and so there's a weak point, a blind spot in the BNI system that could go ahead and be, you know, that could be plugged, that could be connected to, you know, Mastermind Seminars. So Mastermind Seminars provide something to BNI. And so when you think of a worldwide network of BNI, the first BNI group is the hardest group to get into because it's like, well, have you done this in any other BNI group? No. But Scott's broken through that because they came to him and they asked him why, because somebody part of the Utah chapter, Andrew, had been to it and he saw the quality of the material being presented and saying, wow, you know, this would be really good. So high five to Andrew. That's absolutely awesome. Great work to Scott. Great work to the whole Utah chapter. You guys have been great stewards of the 5 T's, time, talents, treasure, trust, and truth. And now it's starting to spread. And in that group, how many people did you say that were there or are part of that
group?
They're
15.
Scott?
They were 15 that morning I was there, yeah.
Okay, and so there's
and
15.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm done. Nope. Big pause. I was just going to tell Donna that I'm going to invite her for a part of the presentation at some point, too.
And that's what Scott and I had talked, and it's like, well, why don't you just use the infrastructure you've got with the Mastermind Seminars? And so rather than Scott speaking every week, because it doesn't matter how great of a speaker you are, people will just get tired of you. They just will. And so over some period of time, they'll be like, oh, that's neat. But you every time you speak, it's almost like you have less power because, I mean, I remember it was funny, the executive director of the Illinois Association of Mortgage Brokers, so I've been blessed to be an international speaker and author myself. And so, you know, all over, you know, I've had people from Africa, you know, pursue me out. And so all over the world. But here in Illinois, in the Chicago area, the executive director of the association says, you know, Mark, you are an amazing speaker, but to promote it to the group, we need somebody outside Chicago. Otherwise, I'd have you speak more than once every 3 years. And so there's something about speakers that are coming in outside of your own area, and that's where I could see, you know, Utah sharing their speakers with Chicago and Chicago with Houston and Houston with Utah. And so having it, you know, come around, there's some really cool, neat things. Now, let's take a look at how, for example, like Donna's on today live, and so way to be here, Donna, that's awesome. And so how can Donna apply what Scott learned from this situation and do the same thing? How can she reproduce the same thing in her world, in her network? Any ideas, Donna?
Well, I think a lot of it is creating awareness with the people that, the professionals in different industries that I talk to every day, and inviting them to ours. And, you know, word of mouth in the business industry in different industries is awesome. If something's good, people talk and they want to be more a part of it and find out what's going on. So I'm going to say raising awareness with my sphere of influence would be my guess.
Nice. Nice. So that's, I think that's good. The process I would use is, here's the magic behind it. And this is often why it's hard to, it's called the warm belly rub. I won't share the story, but it's with my little baby daughter that I discovered this, the secret of reproducing success. And so there's four levels of learning. There's unconscious incompetence. We're stupid and we don't know it. No learning can really occur there. There's conscious incompetence, and that's where we're stupid. We know we're stupid. I mean, you know, we're inept at something. We don't know how to do something, but we know it. That's where learning starts. There's conscious competence, and that's where we're good at something, and we know we're good at it, and we know why we're good at it. That's a great place to be for teaching or building systems. And then the fourth level is going to be unconscious competence. And that's where we're spectacular. We don't even know why we're spectacular. That is the most productive place to be individually. You're just a machine. You just get up and you just do things and everybody marvels. I mean, you're amazing, but you don't know why. It's just secondary to you. And so that's a great place to be for yourself personally. But if you're trying to help other people, leadership, training, mentoring, coaching, if you're helping other people, that is not a good place to be because you don't know why you're successful. Or if you're building a system, that's not a good place to be because you'll build it mechanically. And so we have to know the warm belly rubs. We have to know what's the unconscious competence. And so here's some unconscious competence that went on there. One is, it's a group. So the first thing that Donna could do is identify all the groups she's involved with, community groups, church groups, social groups. Just connect, say, write down. So Donna would write down, here's all the groups that I'm involved in. The next piece, the next step, would be that Donna would ask the group leader, so like as a group, what do you know, as a group that, you know, we get together, or, and it doesn't have to be one she's involved with, by the way. Scott wasn't involved with BNI, and so it's groups she's aware of. Actually, groups that you're aware of, it's more powerful and easier to open those groups than the groups that we're aware of, because the groups that we're aware of already have a certain impression of us. And so any groups that Donna's aware of, she writes down. Then she approaches the leader of that group, and she says, so, like with the group, what would you say the biggest challenge that the group is facing overall? And that might be all she asks. That's really all you need. She might go on to say, what's the biggest group that, or what's the biggest challenge that the participants of the group are facing? What's the biggest challenge that the leadership team is facing? What's the biggest challenge you're facing as the leader? So she might go into more what's called BCs, biggest challenges, or, you know, she might not. It's up to her. Then what she would do is she'd put her hand on her chin. This is very important. Pay attention to this because it'll work. It's absolutely amazing. She goes, that's interesting. And so you have to put your hand on your chin. Like we could practice it right now. We could go, that's interesting. Now, as soon as you do that with somebody, what does immediately happen in their entire physiology?
They want to know what you're thinking.
Right. That's exactly right. Even if you're not thinking anything, still do it. Because it creates curiosity. And curiosity is really powerful. So if they say, well, what are you thinking? Which they probably will. Or what's interesting? You go, you know, I've got some thoughts on that, but let me share. You know, I'm part of a, you know, a group, a mastermind, you know, seminar group, and it's community business partnerships and hang out with, you know, other people. And I'm going to run it by them because they might have some ideas. So you ask the question. As soon as you get the answer, put your hand to your chin, go, that's interesting. And that it immediately, with everybody, it creates curiosity, intrigue, and they'll go, what's interesting about it? So it's drawing them in. And then they want to know what's going on. Even if you don't know what's going on, it's okay. Come back to your group. Your group will. But even if you know what's interesting, even if you have some thoughts, use discipline and don't share your thoughts. Because your thoughts are actually more intriguing. Our thoughts are more intriguing if people don't know them than if they do. So it creates more curiosity if they don't know what's going on than if they do. So keep that curiosity alive and don't say anything. Okay. Then the next piece, and so Scott said when we were hearing, listening to what he said, what's his secret, somebody else went ahead and did a third party. And so if you go in and say, if Scott would have gone in rather than Andrew, so if Scott would have gone in and said, I think I have a solution, it wouldn't have worked as well or may not have worked at all. Why? Because Scott's saying, I am your solution. Anytime we say, I am your solution, that typically does not work so well. So what Donna would need is Donna could say, she could cross-sell Scott. She could cross-sell Andrew. She could cross-sell anybody else. Or she could go ahead and bring somebody else in, and they could go ahead and talk and share some ideas. And then after two or three ideas, they could say almost, you know, like spontaneously, Donna, I mean, you're a professional speaker, and you're specifically skilled in, I'm sorry, what's your area of expertise that you were speaking on for the mastermind seminars, Donna?
Networking.
And is it the 530 grid or the personalities or? Oh, you're speed networking?
I'm emceeing and speed networking. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, speed networking. Okay, so they would say, you know, you've got special skills and training and certified in speed networking. What would you be, Donna, what do you think about you? And Donna's like, That's a great idea. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to help if you guys think that'd be beneficial. But Donna needs a third party like Scott needed Andrew to be able to do that, because if Scott does it on his own, it doesn't work. But if somebody else does it for you, then it would work. So imagine that every one of you have the capability to do that. And so what you're doing is you're tapping in to groups that are already formed and bringing something of added value to the groups. So that's faster and easier. Scott now has tremendous influence because he's the outside expert that's coming in. So he immediately has tremendous influence on 15 people. And it took him not very long to do that. Now, there are coffee connections that now are available through Legacy Partners that you guys probably want to also look into. And this is something that's really cool. This is new. So if you go to thevisionproject.net, that's thevisionproject.net, go to relationships, and then go scroll down to legacy partners, and there's a coffee connections. Coffee connections, what I just recognized with the Chicago chapter is that, like, I've been building groups from scratch, you know, my whole life. I mean, my dad's a pastor. He starts a church from nothing, goes and gets it up and going, then goes starts another church. So I saw it as a very young child. I'm like, oh, okay, you just start your own group. Why go in? Why go in and use somebody else's group? Now, I've done it both ways, and it's faster if you obviously tap into another group. So I'd recommend doing that. The Coffee Connections is where you can start your own group. And that's really cool because you just send out a video to your database, box one, identify targets, send it out to your network and say, here's a video. And it could be on the Mach 1 principle. It could be on the DNA of people. It could be on the DNA of business. It could be on, you know, the time management. It could be on your life vision. There's hundreds of videos available on thevisionproject.net. So you send out a five, six, seven minute video to your network and say, we're going to get together for coffee on Thursdays, you know, at, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to talk about this video. So, and so you take one of the videos you really like, you're really passionate about, you think it's really cool, and then you just get it out to your entire group. And every Thursday at seven, you go ahead and you meet, and every week you talk about a new video. And it's viral. So last week in the Chicago area, we have a coffee connection. And within a few weeks, we had 10 people there. I mean, it was wild. And half of the people for this chapter are actually, or this coffee connection, are from China. And so they're opening up, like, all of China. To me, I'm like, wow, that's really cool. And so these coffee connections are a lot of fun. You know, it's very spontaneous. You don't have to plan for it. You don't have to structure. You don't have to prepare anything. You watch a video. You talk about the video. You see what happens from there. So, Scott, Donna, was that helpful?
Yes, I think that was awesome. I'm making a list of groups that I know right now. So, good idea. Like it.
So Donna, do you know what we need to do with you?
No, what do we need to do?
We have got to figure out how to genetically capture your energy, your passion, and your ability to take action so quickly. I mean, when you and I were talking the other day, and I said, yeah, Tom Kuhn's, you know, past president, largest real estate company in the world, he said, you know, we ought to go ahead and have a title company. You're like, I think that's a great idea. And then you went ahead and said, here's two names, Mark, that you may want to connect with. I'm like, wow. See, if people could learn, Donna, it's like you have no fear. It's like you're like, oh, let's do that. Let's have fun. Let's try this. Let's have this experience. See, that's something very special and very unique and very powerful. Do you know people want to be like you in that area?
No, I've never thought about it. No, I just know if I don't do things right away, I might forget to do them.
See, that's the same thing with me.
Like, I don't like those. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I don't
those
not
two
like
individuals. You introduce me to, like, normally I'd go ahead and call them and email them right away because I'm like, I'm scared to death I'm going to forget them. But in really big accounts, what I've learned is I sometimes pull the trigger and I should think about it, plan it out, structure it a little bit more. So, like, almost every day I've been working on my presentation to them.
Ah, okay.
And I've been fine-tuning, you know, what they're going to receive. And so that is so unlike, Scott will know, it's like, really, Mark, you plan, you think, you actually go there? Not often. Most of the time it's just pull that trigger and let it see where it goes. But in that situation, I am taking a different strategy. But honestly, Donna, people want to be like you can't believe. but they have all these fears that you somehow have overcome. And if you can figure out how to help other people overcome those fears, I'm telling you, your impact will be magnified by 10 times, 100 times.
In fact, Donna, I would invite you to join me in a white paper on that exact subject, which is...
That is so awesome!
Which is, you know, overcoming that fear. So, if you'd like to join me on that, Mark is going to help us.
I'm still... okay, absolutely. I'm not sure what... I'm trying to decide what fear you're talking about. Like, what... I don't know what fear I've overcome.
Well, you've done it for so long, it's unconsciously competent. See, most people would not say yes to Scott. Scott would not normally, like with me, being disciplined and not following through on those two referrals you had given me right away, that was really hard because I'm like, Mark, you got to get on it. You got to do it. I'm like, no, be patient, be patient. Very hard for me to hold back. It's very hard for Scott's personality to move things forward as fast. Like, he saw an idea. He said, well, I'm just going to take a white paper, and I'm just going to do it with Donna. Donna's got a gift that I want and other people want that has value. I'm just going to do it. He didn't even ask permission. Oh, we're going to do this. He didn't ask for any input from me. So just like, well, we're going to do this. Most people, but he's familiar with the process on how it goes through, and he knows how simple it is and how it can come together. So he just threw it out there to you. Most people in the situation that you're in would say, well, like what you said is you're like, sure. Most people would go, well, I need to know how much time that's going to take, and what am I going to do, and how will it work out, and I don't know, and I've never experienced it. I don't know if I'd be good at it. I don't know. So they have immediate resistance. You're like,
why not?
And the first thing, the first thing that comes to mind is a little 3-year-old girl that has all this energy. Like, she's like, yes, Daddy, yes. I mean, she's like this little girl that bounces around and has all this energy, and it's like, and everybody she comes in contact with smiles, and they feel good about themselves because she's always saying yes, and she's like, it's like magical.
Well, that's really nice thing to say. Wow. My dad used to call me Cyclone.
What's cool?
For good reason.
See, what's cool about this is that you've never lost that. See,
my
this
husband,
is
my husband might want me to a little bit.
What's that?
I said my husband might want me to just a little bit. But I don't know.
I get that. My wife's similar in nature. Because, like, Tom Koontz, I mean, he's the most recent, past, present, largest real estate company in the world. And I don't know, 2-3 years into him and I connecting, he and I co-authored a book, Community Business Partnerships. And I was out in Southern California, and we're driving along, and he's like, I'm like, you know, Scott, or, you know, Tom, we're not making as much money as what I had hoped to help you make. I was just a little concerned. How do you like what we're doing? He's like, oh, I love it, Mark. I'm like, wow, okay, cool. I said, what do you like most about it? He's like, I love hanging out with you. And that really took me back. I'm like, really? I'm not sure my wife would even say that, or my kids. I'm like, yeah, not a lot of people would say that. I'm like, I don't understand, like, why? He's like, when we get together and we hang out, we're going from 6 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock at night, and there's no stop. There's no pause. I mean, it's packed the whole time with breakfast and lunch, and your brain, your mind is like always going the whole time. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And you're thinking, I never really thought about that.
See, and the reason I like being around him is he and I are like two little boys. That we're just mischievous. Our both of our wives and our kids all know it, and they really like our friendship because we're like two little mischievous. I mean, I remember a few years back when I said, Tom, I'm so frustrated with this whole political thing. I think I want to help you become president of the United States. Do you want to become president? He's like, sure, let's do it. See, and you're like that. You're fun to play with.
I like to have fun. And you know what? I love people. People fascinate me. And I just love people. I really do. Bottom line, that's what it is. Everything about every personality and every personality difference fascinates me. I really enjoy people.
Yeah, you and I, we could talk for hours on the phone. I mean, we could just talk and talk and talk, because there's an energy, and that energy is like contagious. Like when Tom and I are together, like it's so funny because we'll have events and sometimes nobody will show up. It's just Tom and I. And most of the time that's kind of awkward and stuff, but when nobody shows up, Tom and I love it. We're like, oh, cool. It's just him and I. We can just talk. And we have so much fun together. And so, like, you're like that. And when you bring people together that have that kind of energy, everybody else wants in. They're like, because it makes you feel young. It makes you feel like you have all this, it's like all this positive energy, all this potential. And that's very, very powerful.
Wow.
And what Scott knows is that when you capture that in a white paper, what will happen is it'll start to reproduce your energy. And his energy is very different than yours. You combine, like the challenge is with maybe your energy and mine and Tom's sometimes, is people don't know how to like read us, take us, understand us. They're like, are they for real? I mean, nobody has that kind of energy. Nobody is that optimistic. Nobody believes that much. No, I mean, they're not. They must not be real because they're not normal. And so when you combine that energy with other energy, so there's all this different energy out there. When you bring those energies together, like yours will complement and supercharge Scott's, and Scott's will complement and supercharge yours, and together you'll accomplish like 10,000 things more than either one of you could on your own.
Let's do it, Scott. I need to accomplish things.
Sorry, Scott, 9 minutes over. I apologize for that.
Yep. All right. I'll let everybody go, but thanks for being here, Donna, and thanks, Mark, for sharing. And,
yeah, you're welcome. Let's close this out here. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, you're going, well, I'm kind of scared. Do I really want to participate in a group? No, you do. Just yes, you do. There's a lot of fun people, a lot of great energy. You're going to make more money. You're going to work less hours. You're going to have less stress. You're going to have a greater balanced life. I mean, the impact that this will have on your business and life is honestly, it's frighteningly exciting.